You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Jason Leopold has been speaking to BFM for an odd 10 years, and sadly this will be his last State of the States. Here's Pearl Little speaking to Jason one final time.
What can you tell me about what happened with the Obamacare repeal?
That's actually, I have to say that that's not a surprise to me. And in my sort of private conversations with people who were expressing great concern that, one, that, you know, this would be a policy that immediately would be repealed, it was my feeling that once the budget numbers came out, once the Government Accountability Office, this nonpartisan research arm of Congress, started to do a study related to it and realized that it would, you know, cost a great deal of money, that tens of millions of people would lose coverage, that the plan that they had was hastily put together to replace it, that it just didn't have enough support. And ultimately what it came down to is, you know, there were, geez, I believe it was 33, I could be mistaken on the number, but it was definitely more than a dozen Republicans who were just not in support of it. You know, President Obama spent the entire first year of his first term, 2009, putting together that, you know, that health care plan. And he faced great opposition from, you know, members of his own party, and certainly as well as Republicans. So, you know, he spent quite a long time trying to, you know, get that passed, and that came with a number of concessions. And, you know, certainly President Trump, you know, had made this a campaign promise that they would immediately repeal it. And they certainly took the steps to do that. But in the end, the Republicans did not have the votes. There were just not enough votes to support repealing this. That's not to say that they won't try again, because they certainly will. But for the foreseeable future, this, you know, Obamacare will remain in place. And I do believe that ultimately it will never be repealed.
It kind of just feels like, you know, the Republicans were saying for so long that, you know, Obamacare doesn't work, it's not great, we're going to repeal it. Like, you know, that was, I just feel like that was a lot of their narrative for so long. And then it's kind of like, well, now they're in power. It's like, what have you been doing all that time when you kept saying you were going to, you know, repeal it or fix it or that it was trash? And, well, what have you been doing? You know, like, you've come and you don't have a plan.
They don't have a plan, and the plan that they do have and the cost for dismantling it would be, you know, enormous. I mean, the costs are astronomical. And then to implement a new plan, I mean, it's very difficult. So their statements were more or less rhetoric. It was just rhetoric, one can say, to win votes, to get backing, to sort of show that this is a, you know, socialistic type policy. In the end, they realized that, you know, there were a lot, besides the cost, a lot of people who were expressing outrage at losing, you know, this important health care coverage. You know, the fact of the matter is that there's more than 20 million people who rely on Obamacare, affordable, you know, health insurance. Mm. And so they were hearing about that. They were hearing from constituents. They were hearing from people who were fearing that they would no longer be able to have access to affordable health care coverage. So, you know, it's certainly noteworthy that not all Republicans were behind it. And I do believe that because it was a hastily drawn up, you know, policy replacement that they had there, it was, you know, they realized, like, some of them at least, they just cannot vote in support of it because they have no idea how it would work.
Mm.
So, you know, that's the problem. And I think that ultimately, you know, Obamacare is a, as I mentioned, it was really difficult to get that together. There were hiccups along the way. Now that it's sort of in place, you know, it's one of those you know, you can look at it as one of those policies where it's like, oh man, do we really need to get rid of this? Is this that important? You know, it became more of a rhetoric on, you know, certainly on the campaign, but also rhetoric from Republicans for the past 8 years. And I think that this ultimately does represent, you know, should show people that, you know, promises that, you know, Republicans make are much harder to, you know, follow through on a repeal and dismantle something, you know, as large as that is, then you know, it's you know, then they basically essentially were trying to say, I mean, it all comes down to, you know, to rhetoric. I mean, look, you know, there are other ways in which to improve Obamacare as opposed to completely dismantling it. And I think that perhaps maybe Republicans, you know, may be looking at that.
Yeah.
This was really trying to get at, you know, dismantling a legacy that Obama left in place.
Yeah, definitely. It definitely seems like that. So I just saw recently this Congress vote to kill internet privacy laws. What can you tell me about that?
Yeah, and that's kind of a good segue, because there is something in which we see now that how Republicans have, and this was a vote along party lines, 215 to 205, I believe, where essentially they voted to repeal these protections that were put in place for consumers, people who use the internet, that they would be protected from internet service providers, from having their information sort of, you know, sold to the highest bidder, having their, you know, having their data just, you know, scooped up and being offered up for sale. And it was only in last October where these protections were finally put into place by the Obama administration.
Oh,
so
wow.
It was supposed to go into effect this year. But what happened was, is that, you know, Republicans were saying this was an overreach by the Federal Communications Commission, the regulators. They voted to repeal it, essentially saying, you know, if there's any issues with results, you know, with regard to privacy, with regard to policing these internet service providers, let the Federal Trade Commission work on that. Let the Federal Trade Commission, which oversees, you know, Google and, you know, Facebook. But it now puts these internet service providers sort of in competition with Google and Facebook, and it means that our data is available, will be available for you know, for sale. It also sets the stage for repealing, rolling back net neutrality, where the, you know, again, these you know, these ISPs would essentially charge a fee for, you know, users to get the, you know, the fastest sort of broadband, you know, over the internet, it would, currently it's being treated as a utility, like a telephone, it looks as if, again, you know, Republicans may in fact repeal this net neutrality you know, down the road. But yeah, this is you know, essentially, you know, making our data available you know, to the highest bidder. Again, another, you know, action, and you know, as I noted, this was rolling back, you know, policy that was passed and signed into law by Barack Obama last October that had been in the works for some time. But as we can see, you know, this administration, the Republicans who control both houses of Congress, are taking steps to roll back protections that President Obama put into place. And that certainly was the case with, you know, the climate change policies that Obama had implemented. And that was another rollback that happened this week as well, with President Trump signing an executive order flanked by coal miners, which essentially, you know, rolled back those, you know, those climate change protections. The short version is, you know, taking steps to protect our air, our water, you know, federal government would not be doing.
Yeah, right, because that sort of repeal of those climate change initiatives put in by Obama, that's almost his rhetoric with that is to sort of is that it's good for the worker, right? It's good for coal miners.
Exactly. Basically what he's saying is that it, you know, it was negatively impacting business, negatively impacting jobs. And by rolling it back, it will fuel job creation. That remains to be seen. But again, you know, it's a new president who's coming in and, you know, dismantling the previous administration's policies that were put into place, and is able to do so. One, he's able to do so because he's issuing an executive order, but on some of these other initiatives, you know, he has a Republican Congress that is going along with it as well.
Yeah, definitely. The sort of the last thing I wanted to touch on was the continued almost narrative of Trump's staff and their relationships with Russia. I saw something this week about Jared Kushner, who is Ivanka's husband's relationship with Russia, sort of under scrutiny. What's the deal with that?
It's really unbelievable the extent to which we're learning how many individuals within this administration, not just, you know, having a relationship with Russia, but having meetings, having, you know, business dealings with, you know, with Russia and not disclosing it. And so with Jared Kushner, that certainly, you know, has come up. It's a surprise. He's supposed to testify, you know, before a congressional committee to discuss this. And we don't exactly know the extent to which, you know, what are his dealings. We do know that, you know, Jared Kushner is a very wealthy businessman, you know, a developer. He owns many properties. He develops properties. So on the one hand, it would not be unusual to say, you know, have some business dealings with, you know, with foreign governments.
Right. Yeah.
What's really questionable here, however, is the fact that it really does appear that, you know, members of this administration have gone to great lengths to hide it. To hide those business dealings. When questioned about it, you know, they are quite coy, you know, in their response. And then we've learned, obviously, through, you know, other members of the administration, their relationships have gone, you know, or their relationships are much deeper. And of course, you know, why is this an issue? Well, it's an issue because, you know, according to the intelligence agencies and law enforcement agencies,